Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Damascus, Syria. The alignment between Iran, Turkey, Syria, and Russia in the Middle East is growing stronger each and every day. That's the headline. David Doling comes to this broadcast table with more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Could Israel actually make a preemptive strike on Iran?
Well, it's possible, Jimmy, but the evidence that the U.S. and Israel are working extremely closely on this issue has been growing for quite a few months now.
David, as I observe the Middle East, I continually see Russia playing a key role. Now they're offering Iran the S-400 air defense weapons, and Russia saying that Israel should not be striking Syria. They're saying that's going to cause instability in the region. Russia's still a major player there in that part of the world, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. They've become a very central player in the past 5-6 years. But the fighting in the northwest of Syria in Idlib province, Jimmy, is extremely intense. The Turks are worried about that, but nevertheless, they've agreed to host another meeting with Iran and Russia participating that they'll be a third party of. So the alliance between Russia and Turkey continues to grow. And they, by the way, started loading S-400 rockets for anti-missile rocket systems for Turkey on Thursday, I think it was this week. Those are being shipped to Turkey against U.S. protests. So it's a very, very delicate situation, Jimmy, but Russia's right in the center of it. And of course, you and I know the prophecies that this would take place, but we see the evidence on the ground that this is happening, and it's not a good sign. The Israelis are just hoping and praying that Russia will at least stay neutral in any conflict that involves them, but that doesn't seem likely now. They seem to be siding very strongly with Iran and with Syria.
David Doling with the details on the growing alignment in the Middle East between Iran, Turkey, Syria, and Russia. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. From a strategic political perspective, the Middle East has an alignment of nations that seems to be growing stronger almost daily, and it doesn't seem good for the Israelis. The ancient Jewish prophets predicted some 2,500 years ago that this alignment would form in the last days. Ezekiel mentioned three such players, Russia, Turkey, and Iran. That's Ezekiel chapter 38, verse 2, where Magog is Russia. Meshech, Tubal, Gomer, and Togarmah in Ezekiel 38, verses 2 and 6 would be Turkey, and Iran, the Persia, in Ezekiel 38, 5. Daniel referred to Syria as the king of the north, Daniel chapter 11 and verse 40. This alignment foretold in Bible prophecy by the ancient Jewish prophets is today ready to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...